Hello, this is lesson seven, part one. I hope you're all doing well. I hope that you are getting on all right with your book work, that you're enjoying it. I think I've heard from one group during the week or over the weekend. So anyway, get in touch if you have any problems. And as I say, I hope it's going well. We're going to look now at the section in your booklets on the underground. And on page 49, you'll see we have this series of small books, Penguin Books. You all know this publishers. Okay. It's a series of 12 books called Penguin Lines. And they were published in 2013 to celebrate 150 years of the London Underground. I think it was a very nice idea. Okay. Strangely enough, I discovered these books quite by chance a few years ago in Paperback Exchange, which is a bookshop in Florence. Where they have second-hand books. And somebody had obviously brought these all in. And so I had a good look at them in the shop. I chose two or three, which I was most interested in. I read them. I went back again. They still had a few of them. And I can't remember if I've got five or six of these. And it's the usual story, these five and six. Five or six books are in the office in Florence, and so I haven't got them here. But anyway, I have included in the booklet just three extracts. Okay, I think I usually bring photocopies of one other part, but anyway, never mind. I would like you, if you have time, or and when you have time, to do what I've just done, which is go on internet and look at a few previews of the, you can see one or two pages. I was just, you know, becoming familiar again with all of them. I noticed, this is another thing that makes me quite ashamed in a sense that in preparing these lessons online, I discover imperfections in the booklet, which I haven't noticed before, and I wonder why that is. Why? Because I'm preparing and actually doing the lessons at home, should more defects come to light. But I suppose however long we do a course, we're always finding things that could be improved. And here on page 49, there is a mistake. I mean, this must have come from copying this from internet, but looking closely, you do not have the 12 covers of the books here, the 12 titles. You only have 11, because the first one and the 11th are the same, and one is missing. Okay, but anyway, we'll now go through them. I'll fill in the missing one, but you can find this information on internet. The first one, William Leith, A Northern Line. A Northern Line Minute. Okay, so what the management of the underground line of the London Underground, and obviously the Borough of London, decided was to ask a different writer to focus on each of the 12 lines. They chose a writer who had some connection with that line, whatever kind, and they tried to choose a great variety. In fact, a few of them are not actually even writers. One is definitely an artist and filmmaker. Another is on the border between being a writer and an artist, because these things overlap. Okay, and each one of them is pretty different. So William Leith here writes kind of anecdotes. He tells funny stories about things that have happened to him on the Northern Line. Okay, I didn't buy this one. Okay, The second one, going horizontally, okay, Lucy Wadham, I did buy this one. Here you see a photograph of the author when she was young, when she was a girl. And she is, in fact, she was born in the Chelsea area on the Circle Line. And she's writing about her childhood, about growing up, or maybe more than adolescence, so when she was a teenager in the 70s, so at the time of punk rock. So I could relate to this one, as that's really my era. She's writing about living in London as a teenager, really. It's quite interesting, but I haven't included an extract from that. The next one, Richard, maybe, is a nature writer. He's writing about the Metropolitan Line. Here he's making a comparison between city and country, okay, from the point of view of a nature writer. I didn't buy this one. It's not included. An extract isn't included here. You have Paul Morley, Earthbound, and this is the Bakerloo Line. Here he's really reminiscing about the pre-digital age, so his memories of life in London before internet. Okay. Then we have Danny Dorling, and I have included a short extract from this. This is the Central Line, and Danny Dorling is a social geographer. So here he's basically focusing on inequality, the different lives of people in different parts of London, and how travelling out of London on the Central Line. I mean, here he's looking at life expectancy, which is an indicator of well-being, that the further out of London you go, the longer people on average live. And he's discussing, I mean, I've just included a very brief extract here, what this is related to. Okay, it would be interesting to think about this with Florence. Are there different areas of Florence in which people live longer? Could you relate inequality to the different areas of Florence? Because we are going to look next lesson at groupings, ethnic groupings in Florence. So we're going to try and discuss that in a limited way, obviously. So interesting to look at a city from this point of view. The next one, John O'Farrell, I wish I had bought, and I didn't buy this one. You'll see it has an interesting cover with Margaret Thatcher and Karl Marx sitting together on the London Underground with already social distancing, here with a seat between them. Here, this is comic. He is a comic writer, and he's having a kind of, he's fantasizing, he's describing a nightmare in which he is on an underground in the middle of a tunnel, and capitalism suddenly, very suddenly, fails and everything stops, and suddenly plunged into darkness, nothing is moving. And from a comic point of view, he's describing the situation. It is uncanny. I wonder if you know, it is strange reading this now, because we are, in a sense, plunged into a similar situation now. So the parallels are there. The next book here, Leanne Shapton, The Waterloo and City Line. This is a very experimental one. I did buy this one, and I've included an extract from it because I think it's interesting to see what she has done here. When we read the extract, I'll talk more about it. I don't think it's completely successful, but she is trying to look at this line in a very different way, in various different ways, some more successful than others. Okay. John Lancaster was probably the one I found most interesting. I did buy this one, the next one, talking about the district line. And I've included quite a long extract. Again, this one is interesting to read now because it is talking about personal space, the space around us, the traveling close to people. And anyway, we will read this together and we'll discuss it. And I would like, I'm trying to remember because I've done this recording twice because the first time I messed it up and started all over again. And so now I can't remember what I've said and what I haven't said. I'm going to prepare, apologies if I said this already, I'm going to prepare a kind of activity sheet so that in our lesson on Friday, we can have a discussion about how we feel about means of transport, how you all feel about travelling on the underground. If you're familiar with the London Underground, New York Underground, Paris, other cities, we will discuss that. I'm hesitating now because I'm trying to remember. I think I'll leave this point and if I'll listen again to the beginning of this recording because I hate to repeat myself, okay? So we will use this book here as our point of departure for this discussion, okay? The ninth book. I don't know much about this one, Peter York, The Blue Ribbon. The Blue Ribboned, this is centering on Piccadilly, the Piccadilly line. Fantastic Man by Buttoned Up. Here they have asked a fashion writer to write about the East London line. So he's talking about the history of fashion, about one particular aspect of fashion, the shirt. So Buttoned Up refers to this, but it's also the name of the writer. Then we have the missing book, which is called Mind. The title is Mind the Child, with an obvious reference to the phrase that is repeated on the London Underground, Mind the Gap. Here, the writer here, her first name is Camilla. Her second name, I cannot pronounce. It's a very long surname, and I don't know how to pronounce it. And she's writing about the Victoria line, but she is the manager, let's say, of a children's charity. So she is writing about London from the point of view of disadvantaged children. Children who are in care, children who are being looked after for various reasons, okay? So a completely different view of the city and of the underground line. And finally, we have a very interesting book, which again, I didn't buy, but I quite wish I had. This is done by the artist and filmmaker, Philippe Parreño, about the Hammersmith and City line. The title is Drift, and I've just looked at the preview and there are some quite interesting abstract drawings and paintings. It looks to me like they're in black and white, as far as I can see. And so, again, a book about the underground recounted through drawings and paintings. Okay, I'm going to stop here because, as I say, I want to listen to the beginning of this. And then in the further audio recordings, we will just read together, look together at these extracts. Have a look at the different maps of the undergrounds, because here I've included on page 50 a very familiar, I think, map of the London Underground, but it makes more sense to find it in colour, to have a look at other underground maps. I mean, how is the Paris Underground organised? What's the map like? Which do you find clearer? Where do you feel more lost? Let's talk about this, okay, on Friday. All right. Bye-bye.